Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
I discovered Blackie late last year on the song Big Time Schlapper featuring Lucas Raps, and I was mad at myself for missing out on the man who clearly got nixed in SA after Nasty C. I know that's a big call, especially this early on the pod, but hear me out. Listen to the rest of this review and I'll explain why. Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me? I'm doing good. Can't complain. It is a long weekend out this side, so Friday right through to Monday, I'm just chilling, doing my thing, and I love long weekends because, yeah, work is a stress. But anyway, let's get into this album review. Blackie, Before Now.
The latest African album review is
Before Now, dropped a few hours ago, which is May 21st, 2021. It has 12 tracks, 3 features, and I'm just excited for this review.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Before Now by Blackie opens up with Mama It's Bad, which is one of the most melodic opening rap records I've heard in a while. It's a concocted blend of a message to Mama about how the streets aren't safe and what Blackie is actually going through and trying to focus to work on his dreams, waiting for the blessings to come. You know, those blessings he was always promised that, hey, if you do this, it will come. He even fears for his life and using that partly as a crutch for his choices, which are not that great by the sounds of this song. But hey, this song has some dope keys as well and never fully develops into, you know, the kicks and everything else, which makes it a wonderful intro because it's almost like an almost song. Things do develop pretty quickly on Before Now with the bassy foundations of Stripes featuring Flame, which is one of the singles from this project that dropped previously. You bounce with Stripes from start to finish. Flame even comes through with that Yin Yang Twins whisper song delivery for a few bars before he totally goes strong with the verse and showcases some impressive raspy chords that fit on the beat like a glove. It actually reminds me of Pop Smoke in some way. And Blackie himself maintains the momentum and keeps that pace steady with an energetic flow. David is yet another of the singles that dropped a few weeks ago, and the same for Hold, which dropped in February as a visualizer, Uppity, which dropped in December last year, and then finally Yeah. I don't know if you want to call it that or Yay times 4, alongside Nasty C, which dropped about a week ago. Just had to do that. Blackie and Nasty C did major damage to the whole South African hip hop world with that one track. The chorus is actually a line or ad-lib that Blackie has used before on songs such as Big Time Schlapper, and now it's its own song. Gotta love this guy. The audacity, bro. Blackie. Wow. I really appreciated what Nasty C did for Blackie and SA Hip Hop by being on that track. That being said, Nasty C killed it, man, and actually flipped things to match Blackie on the song in some way, which I thought was a power move because he can actually do it and do it really well. It's not his typical style, but damn, he came through. The song Hut was such a vibe. The technical prowess of Blackie's flow is on full display with an impressive cadence, which convinced me that this kid, he's the real deal. No doubts about that. To maintain that level of technical brilliance for over 2 minutes without missing a single beat is stuff made of legends. And if you hear the flow, the flows he took up on this song, you realize like it's mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. It does take most artists a long time to do if they can ever achieve it. Blackie is only 21, by the way. I totally got blindsided by the song Sika, which is a straight up, can I have that cooch kind of song, which is hip hop and Pensula fused in a way that would make the late HHP proud. To make it even better, Blackie straight up sings on the joint, bro. And my man got pipes, straight up. Like, he can do his thing when he puts his mind to it. The vocals were smooth and show that he can actually take it beyond most rappers could anyway. And having that kind of versatility where he can do just about anything really sets him apart and means that his music is likely to develop in directions that other rappers probably couldn't do. He says, "Mfunuku enjoya," and he's telling the girl that he wants the cake. Bold fella, what a bold fella. But he's straight up about it, which is cool. It was a nice touch to drop some vernac with Zulu bars and all. He does this on the song Hold as well, so it's always great to see the young artists really give the local languages a go and putting forward pride in their cultures, because there is always that allure to just try and do it like the Americans do, but there's power in local, trust.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Blackie is a true youth and makes the music just the way the youngins like it. Really got that trap going on, but he also has that melodic sing rap kind of style too. That being said, even in my advanced age, I appreciate and loved so much about this album, and I've listened to it about 3 times now. The album flowed brilliantly from song to song. Blackie's tonality was quite consistent and in some way held things together in instances where you'd think there's no way, but you kind of just feel like, yo, this is Blackie all through, and you never get tired of hearing what he has to say, how he has to say it. Firstly, Blackie's delivery is easily top notch. For me, he is top 3 in South Africa. Don't at me. Off the most natural flow on a beat. He raps so effortlessly, like he isn't even trying. He always sounds like he's married to the beat, and that's beyond impressive each time. And this is why I say he's got next. He has numerous flows that he turns to based on the beat and pitches himself well while at it. He knows his zone where he really shines and he takes advantage of it. This is in addition to the ability to actually sing pretty well, like I said. Well, enough said. Before Now shows this many, many, many times over. Blackie is also excellent at beat selection, and he kind of does that DaBaby thing on the beats, which I guess for him it's a bit more in it kind of beat. It's DaBaby-esque, but not as watered down. And he really can go different with smoother stuff as well. So great to see that in the diversity of the beats. There's a vividness about Blackie's music which utilizes a lot of sound design to give a movie-like effect and feeling throughout. You actually feel his music and you can visualize it as well. Shout out to the producers on this whole album. Musically, I couldn't find the credits, so I'm not even going to go there, but I do know Blackie himself is a producer, so I'm pretty sure he produced some on this album. And the sound design, oh my goodness, it is stellar, and it could be used as a course by itself, especially for music. This is a realization I've made just thanks to these youngins these days. They make music that's of amazing quality, even without all those years of experience the world tells you you need. And sometimes, maybe not even with access to the greatest studios around. And that's just crazy. We've seen it with D. Koala, A. Reese before Nasty C himself, Elaine, etc., all of whom dropped masterpieces as youth in, you know, like the late teens, early 20s kind of situation.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
The melodic trap scene is in extremely good hands. Blackie has a natural gift. He may have started rhyming and producing a long time ago before becoming visible, and it shows that whenever he started doing this thing, and I understand he actually started taking music seriously last year, and he's this good. Wow, he was hungry for this. He has the best flow I've heard on a beat since Nasty C himself. And after hearing Nasty C for the first time, I had no doubt if anybody could crack the US market from Africa as a rapper, it was him. Now there's Blackie. And I'm making the same call. Bold, I know, but Blackie got next. Straight up. If Blackie moves right, like he's already doing, he's bigger than what South Africa can give him. He's a producer too, he's a singer as well, he's just bloody fantastic. Honestly, he will soon outgrow the market, and the US has to be the goal. He's an immense talent with everything in his arsenal to be a worldwide superstar, and no cap. I'm not the only one to see this, I'm sure. He's already made Apple Music's new Up Next playlist, which is a huge endorsement as a South African first. So he's the first South African to actually feature there. So, tells you a lot. Before Now is a wonderful listen, and there's absolutely no bad song on this album. They're all a vibe, and I recommend this album for the 25 and under crew mostly. I think that's really the age range where people are going to be like, yo, this is fire. But if you have a taste for melodic trap and a powerful cadence, then you're going to love the diverse offering here, and you'll definitely take a few songs away with you and be like, yo, this kid, he's amazing. Blackie killed it. This album, wow. As a debut, killer. I'm out of words. Blackie's done amazing things, and I am excited to find out what else he's got next. So, hey, South Africa really should be proud. You guys are making stars like it's nothing. You've just got this conveyor belt of just talent. Crazy. Anyway, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.